What about you, Antonio? What sort of barriers?
Well, so there's sort of practical barriers. Access is one of them, and it's often very not well thought out. Like there'll be something like a lift for a disabled person, but then it'll be locked, or it'll be miles away from anywhere else, and they have to then walk all that way, go up in the lift, and walk all the way back, and sort of practical difficulties and actually physically trying to like get into a building or working as a teacher, having practical difficulties like all whiteboards are too high. And then the adjustments that are made are generally not 100% satisfactory. They're usually ones that instead of being thought out from the very beginning, could this facility be used by anybody? What's happened is they do the facility for a person of a certain size, and then they think afterwards, oh my God, we've got to fit in some people in wheelchairs and some people who might be a bit shorter and some people who might have mobility difficulties, and then they add on something on the end instead of thinking from the very beginning, what's the way where everybody can use this? And inclusion is a big issue for disabled people. All disabled people want to be included in the world. They don't want to be, in fact, they don't want to really be labelled disabled. They just want to be, they're just another person who wants to
Absolutely,
be treated like everybody else. And
yes.
it's only the able-bodied world that labels them as
Yes,
disabled.
yes, yes.
And being thoughtful around including people
Right.
and including disabled people, and it sometimes means extra things have to be done
Right,
to
right.
make sure that everybody can use that facility.
Yes.
But it's more of a mindset than a
Right.
practical
Right.
issue. But that is a barrier because sometimes you feel you're really sort of put in the spotlight.
Right, okay.
Like if you're a disabled student in a class, you might have to sit at the front, or you might have to sit in a special chair every time. And you might not want to sit in that place every time. You might want to move around and sit with your friends. And it's thinking that through, and people are often trying to help, and it's great. And disabled people don't not appreciate their efforts, but sometimes it's misguided. And really, what disabled people want is to be able to do things for themselves and for people to have thought that through, not to have everybody stop and clear the aisles while this person comes through and everybody stares at you. Like, I know a friend who went to a museum and couldn't get to the top floor, and they said, oh, we've got this great disabled lift. And in front of about 10,000 people, or perhaps 1,000, he had to go in the lift, see-through lift, and be elevated up while everybody watched. And he said it was just awful. He never went back to that museum. He just wished he'd never asked to see the top floor. So he wasn't treated equally. He was treated in an almost humiliating way. And I think that's really
Yeah, I
important.
think the, I mean, I always find it's very difficult to find that balance in that, yes, obviously, not that you need help, but you need adjustments. But then people either go to the extreme and make loads of adjustments, and then you feel like a target, or they don't do anything because they think, right, oh, she wants to do it herself. And it's just trying to find that balance on how to be treated. Yes, you want to be treated like everyone else, but yeah, like everyone else, once in a while they need a bit of help, or but you know, and it's
But
I
I think
find
it's
that's
not
the biggest
easy because I
thing.
know about disabled friends I sometimes make mistakes around them and say, do you want to do this? But I think as an able-bodied person, the best thing you can do about a disabled person is just ask, say, do you need a hand? And if they say no thanks, just accept and go away, and that's fine. But just ask in a way that you'd ask an able-bodied friend, you're like, can I give you a hand? Or that bag looks heavy, would you like me to take it for you? And then you know, like the Good Samaritan disappeared. He didn't hang around waiting to be thanked. And that's another thing that I find about able-bodied people. Somehow there's an issue that the disabled person should be grateful. And I don't really think that's appropriate. Not that they should be rude, but that they have a right to be treated to have help and support to have an equal time.
Yeah, it's that support, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But it should be automatically there rather than having to ask for it.
Yeah, it should be there in place rather than you having to suddenly say, get to the loo and find you can't get in, and then go back. And I think people in wheelchairs particularly, they must have to set off to go to the loo about half an hour before they want to go, because in most buildings, because it's usually miles, you sometimes have to have a key. It's just,
No, I mean, it's even accessing public transport. Yeah, you get these buses that go down, but having to actually ask the bus driver is... Do you know what I mean? It's an extra job for them to do. Where it should be, I think it's society's attitude to it that sort of it still makes it a barrier, you know.
And I know in different other countries it's different. I read an article about a woman who went to Canada and she was in a wheelchair and she asked, she went there on some sort of exchange and she explained she was in a wheelchair. And within 2 days they'd put on the right kind of bus. And she was just able to go around without any problem. So it's obviously, you know, it's possible.
I think everything's possible, isn't it? It's just to what degree do you have to ask for it to become possible? Do you know what I mean? And that's when you sort of think, well, I don't want my disability to become an issue.
No.
You know, so you... In a funny way, I think this is a problem. I mean, I don't know, I can't say for all disabled people, but it's like you don't want to ask too much because then you make focusing on your disability. And then you sort of think, well, I won't ask too much. And then, I don't know, it...
You lose out.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no right solution. If you ask the whole time, you feel you're labelled as a nuisance and that you're labelled very vigorously as a disabled person. But if you don't ask, because I know I've been into shops sometimes and there's been something I wanted on a high shelf and I've looked around and there's been nobody to ask. And sometimes I've just felt too tired and I've just gone out. Without the thing, and because I've just thought, I just cannot engage at the moment. I cannot find someone and say, please, can you help me, blah, 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 or find a stool. And sometimes you just cannot, and you do lose out. So
And there is no other way, is there?
No.
And I think that's where disabilities will always be seen, rather than, you know, making it equal. There will always, whatever... legislations in place or whatever, there'll be that little bit that we can't do, unfortunately, because of our disability, and not everyone can help or support us in that way, like going to supermarkets or, you know, they try their best.
I thought of supermarkets could think it through. They could have revolving shelves, they could do loads of different things if they really thought about it. It's just and also because disabled people are such a small percentage, that's another difficulty. They then think, well, okay, they've got to spend so many X thousand having some technology to help a disabled person, then they get one disabled customer a week. But it's still important to include everybody.
I think the problem is because disabilities, there's so many varieties
of
disabilities
thing.
That, you know, it's so very much it was... You were either wheelchair-bound, partially sighted, or, you know, had problems with your hearing. And they were, like, the main three. And that's what, you know, people adapted to. But now it's like, yes, they acknowledge there are, you know, a variety. And, I mean, I know myself, it's not... You can't do everything.
No.
Can I just come in? You've mentioned lots about attitudes. You've mentioned very much about thinking through and so on. You also you mentioned legislation, and you mentioned rights at work. So can we sort of hone in a little bit on that? I mean, what part does legislation play, if you like, in your experiences? What part could it play, and what legislation is there, and maybe also what legislation should there be? I don't know. I mean, obviously, you're not legal experts, but from your own experiences and knowledge, what is
it? Well, my experience isn't very positive about legislation. I find that The Disability Discrimination Act, when people realised they had to take note of it, just made employers very anxious, and they were very worried about being, like I went to talk, and the whole emphasis of the talk was how not to get sued by disabled people. And I was really angry, and I thought, this is really wrong. The whole point of the Disability Discrimination Act is to include people, to make society inclusive. And so it's not... and disabled people are very unlikely to sue you. It's only if they're absolutely desperate that they'll sue you. And so my experience hasn't been that great.
No, and I think, how can I say, disabled people are more aware of the DDA than the actual people who are meant to enforce it. So, you know, and you don't want to start waving your banner around any time. You know, and have you done this and have you done this? Did you know it was a legal requirement? But it is, in a way, just there to put these enforcements into place. But again, it's more or less you have to find out about that than someone coming to you and saying, did you know you could have this? Did you know you could do that? You know, and that's... I mean, it's accessible, but no one really can access it because no one knows about it.
And that's usually the case in employment. What happens is you do the job and then you find the things you can't do. And then they had to think of ways around
Like you said, thinking too late, thinking after the event, really.